I have 7 siblings, all of them younger, a few by quite a bit. I had effectively exited stage left before the youngest 3 were fully formed human beings. At least that's how it seemed to me. We were adults before we really got to know one another. Nothing wrong with that. We're a very collegial bunch, one-on-one, and we're also long accustomed to large group mashups involving spouses, kids, grandkids, and hangers-on that might put 30 or more people in the same enclosure, be it a single room or a whole commodious house. While Mom and Dad were still around, holding down our central clearinghouse gathering place, the siblings used to see more of one another than we do now, but we still convene in big numbers on most of the traditional holidays and at other times during the year, too. And one annual event that always draws a bunch of Downings is the KAXE Mississippi River Music Festival. This was certainly the case a couple of weeks ago at number 9. We do like to move around in a herd, the herd of us. And when we do that, we're increasingly easy to spot now. Look for the white hair. We have that in common. What else? A couple of music teachers and several music and yoga practitioners in the herd. Liberal arts backgrounds. Location. Only one of the 8, the youngest, doesn't live around here. 3 more teachers or ex-teachers among the spouses. But there's a fair amount of diversity, too, in terms of career and other life choices. Between you and me, I'm a lucky so-and-so, don't I know it, when it comes to siblings. That's true for Dodger as well, though there are only 3 of them, and they don't live within shouting or even driving distance of one another. But when that herd of Dodge siblings and in-laws and offspring and hangers-on does come together, I feel as lucky and happy to be there as I am to be here. For the record, Dodger is the middle child, so as a kid, she was a handful. But her siblings have forgiven her unconditionally.